Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. We are broadcasting out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. This is the 1170th episode. The telephone number to listen is 323-870-4174. Again, 323-870-4174, and please press the number #1 eventually to talk to the host. To listen on the internet, please type www.blogtalkradio. That is blogtalkradio.com. And type in the show's title, Peripheral Visions by Antonia Betts. That is PERIPHEREAL Visions. VISIONS by BY Antonia ANTONIA Betts BATTS. Select either live shows or title at the title bar. And you can listen live to review previous shows. Tonight's show is titled Stimulus Checks versus Robberies. You got your checks. Now you may need to protect yourself. Plus, the test for the COVID-19, also known as coronavirus, in the United States is still not being delivered fast enough in certain areas. So who's in charge of that? Question. Also, Bernie Sanders bell out of the Democratic race for the presidency of the United States 2020. Of course, we all know that leads to Biden as a remaining candidate representing the Democratic Party. Now, will the election be handled and judged properly for the race in a way that we can comprehend all what's going on, especially amidst all of the crisis pandemic? And grocery store workers are afraid to work. The stores will pay for new workers to apply for those jobs. And I just want to wish you a happy Earth Day, which is April the 25th, the year 2020. Maybe if I have time, I can insert a couple of spring projects that are seasonal just to brighten up your day and while you try to sit out this pandemic that we all are going through. And that means anywhere in this world. Again, good evening, everyone. Happy Earth Day. First, thank you, first responders and other public workers, for being there for us. And thank you, Eastern Service Workers Association and Philadelphia Tenants Union, for reaching out with local aid for food and resources as we all try to get through this situation. That's a personal note. Well, since a month and 2 weeks ago, before this time, April the 19th, 2020. There was a massive outbreak of coronavirus, which set off a worldwide pandemic of a death trail in the United States and actually worldwide. We are definitely, supposedly, expect to receive a stimulus check to tide us over between now and May 2020 in this country, though. I say supposedly because obviously, don't speak too soon until it's in your hand. After talking to several people, it has been a record number of people who are either electronically hacked for the money that they have received in different forms, including stimulus. So I'm hearing, I'm going by hearsay, but I will have a little validation to present. Or who had even had something as minor, well, not minor, but differently happen to them, like having their pocketbook snatched, all behind these stimulus checks and whatever else. The average person out there who are willing to make crimes, as crimes rose here in Philadelphia, as well as other places, I'm sure. They're not exempt. And with all of the other types of robberies that could attach themselves to dealing with this panic, we can say that many people are afraid and concerned about how they can make it to the bank and maybe the grocery store, for example. Everyone does not have what they call electronic direct deposit to receive their stimulus checks and whatever. And some people may carry cash, possibly to the store. We hope no further than that. It is very easy for us to tell them the persons who could be victimized, pay an escort or someone from the neighborhood. But the question is, can you trust that person? You don't know if they are somebody who you knew from the neighborhood but never had to rely on them like that. Someone said, catch a cab there. Well, sometimes that can happen, and the cab may not be available in the form of a Lyft cab or an Uber cab also. And don't forget the street cabs. We normally can catch without having to have a card or credit card or debit card to charge it to. So I just want to say, you know how many of us are in the neighborhoods. We are good for telling other people what they should do, but that does not mean that everything we suggest is guaranteed to work. Now, there is a publication called Fortune that says, watch out for scammers. It is already reported that some of them, like the IRS representatives or the Social Security Administration representatives, who may call you over the phone, but I was told you that they do not actually are people who you're supposed to be in touch with over the telephone, because that is not part of their protocol. They would legitimately send an official notice only if necessary, and that's rare. Well, during this time of this stimulus check, you even have to make sure you keep a close eye on that and ask somebody who you feel as though that can help you make sure you can decipher whatever that is needed to be known about that even. Now, it is also said we should not, by another source, give out our credit card information and or the bank card information, you know, especially a debit card, and your personal address, so you can have some visitors you've never had before or may have had before but you didn't know certain things about their character. They also say do not open the door for any strangers or repair persons that you are definitely unsure of, even if they do present their IDs. And they say, do not have a problem calling the utility company if someone claimed to be a repair person. Normally that's found on the bank statement of your card, of your bill that is mailed to you. Or even if they do knock on the door showing you identification and you have verification over the telephone, you still have the right to call the police as a questionable backup if they definitely still try to gain entry. It's better to be safe than sorry. Now, if you have this brand new device that's on the market, one of the devices is called Ring, R-I-N-G, and you get to look at who's ever outside your door by camera attached to the Ring feature that's installed. You can use the door camera to your advantage. If you don't see that person's face clearly, we suggest that you hesitate to open the door. Now, speaking of COVID-19, a.k.a. alias coronavirus, any of us who know it was said to originate in Wuhan, China, it was supposedly have evolved from what they call a wet market, or, as we know, a meat market. As an update, another theory said that it was officially of chemical virus that was set off in a Chinese scientific lab, and it was accidentally released that way. Many people question, why did China allow so many people to leave their country knowing there was a pandemic back at the time in the earlier part of the year that it was definitely known? Since then, we know that it is something to be definitely scared of in every country on the earth. There have been multi-thousands and even millions of people who became very ill, and multi-thousands or thousands who have died from this virus. Who would have ever thought, even in the United States, the citizens would have to isolate themselves, hopefully in their homes, to try to escape death? Well, schools, businesses, places of worship, farms, and almost everything you can definitely name had to shut down nationally and internationally. Only a couple of countries had eventually rapidly decreased some deaths while enforcing strict quarantine rules for people who are definitely considered travelers of any type in and out of their countries. Still, we suffer everywhere since there is no cure, but maybe a temporary medical solution for some, only some people? Some people have died on their jobs and are still dying, including doctors. The famous three words, stay indoors, please, became a necessary warning. People became tired of being told, wash your hands, by the media. So often is definitely grilled into them. So, as a result, some people have died from not listening. there had been a plea for more tests, you know, the new test that has been issued by the many multi-thousands across not only the United States but in other countries, where you take the long swab on the end of a stick and go up your nose or down your throat, and definitely it's supposed to pick up whatever they can in the form of any traces of the coronavirus that can affect you or detect whether if you have it or not. So consider the treatment. It has been able to detect some people. Some get treated in time. Well, you know the fate of the other people. And there's also something called PTE. PTE, if I'm not mistaken, is the masks, gowns, gloves, hospital spaces and beds, ventilators, hand sanitizers, 70% alcohol, as well as body bags to pile the bodies that have died for the COVID-19 virus inside of the bags that will be thrown into the tractor trailers by the masses into the refrigeration system to be hauled off after people drop like flies. Who can believe that young adults, mostly from college, would ignore an emergency warning to not go to spring break week after the media announced COVID-19 a couple of weeks before then? Who can believe that now, even in mid-April 2020, you have people rebelling against wearing the mask in public places and around other people, and they remove them and throw them in the trash? Who can believe that they're so inconsiderate and even jeopardize themselves foolishly because they may think that it is definitely a non-necessity? Boy, I tell you, that is amazing. It has been said that some, not all, not only them, but, you know, yes, some of the younger people will possibly come back home and contaminate their great-grandparents and others in their home by lack of consideration and carrying the virus into the home and back out and into the home again and back out because their lack of caring. As a result, the virus may spread on their loved ones. Well, we at least thought that they were their loved ones. According to the CDC, if I'm not mistaken, the Center for Disease Control, the very young children of a certain age are not required to wear masks because most likely they cannot catch it and do not have to wear the mask. I suggest that no one should take a chance at all. After all, the virus may even drop from their little clothes and land on them and could be transferred. But they may have just put that out there so you wouldn't panic about what happened to very small children. So all types of panic is still running rapid for the fear of death from the virus, even though it is reported to be tilling, that means, or stopping at the rate of transfer that it was known to take out people in masses. Well, they say part of that is thanks to self-quarantine at home and more places of security. They also said wearing the different gears and adhering to the cleanliness issue may be definitely strong contributed to that. They said that the economy has taken a great big hit and may cause some political people to authorize what is called the non-essential workers to go back to work. Do we know if it will be a safe environment? It's not even a safe environment for the essential workers. I guess that was supporting the saying that goes like this, survival of the fittest. Well, it doesn't mean that someone is more stronger than others physically or in a fit fashion, but it may mean some people can be considered either lucky or even better, being blessed, if they survive the hospital stay weeks after all of that, after contracting the virus. Still, there are other people who don't even seem to like the idea, who do not want to cover up, from what I've been hearing. But if they're willing to take that chance, why don't you just move out temporarily? I don't care if you have to sleep in the not even the shelters or the prisons, because they are definitely not guaranteed to help you survive that. It was even a demonstration on the show called 60 Minutes tonight that where they were demonstrating how people have to walk by them, beside each other in the cells, and may even have to contact another person's body who may have the virus for all you know. And when they squeeze past them, obviously we know what could happen. There's a possibility that the bunk person sleeping on the top bunk or the bottom bunk contaminate each other, and that particularly very small cell that may be the size of an average person's bathroom, as it's been said. And they're just basically any and every other types of ways in close quarters how all of that could occur. And there are other problems that are out there, like a problem with lack of food and the problem of dry goods leaving the store shelves by the masses and other household items from the supermarket shelf as well. Well, it's due to the extreme customer hoarders who can afford to get the stuff. And sometimes they said price gouging was done by the stores overcharging due to the panic and knowing that people will clear the shelves of all the goodies. I couldn't believe I went to the market, Walmart somewhere in the surrounding area of where I'm at here, and I believe I saw one box of fettuccine. And if I'm lucky, maybe a little handful of other pasta items. Now, that's considered a supermart. So, you know, I found that to be a really surprising thing. And for the poor parents who have to work and hopefully find babysitters that can be trusted with your child after being forced to work, they have to be concerned about people who are considered trustworthy and some who may not be. When this is easy for us to tell them, well, you should have security cameras. How often do you see a person being able to afford that? And even if they have them, is that guaranteed to work? After all, a criminal is a criminal, no matter which way you look at it. And let's not consider when you come into your home. It has been said that the way you should wash yourself, according to Dr. Alexander, who reportedly from the CDC, they said when you come into your house, remove your clothes and prepare it for an immediate washing. Wipe down the machines that you wash them in. Wipe down the handles to your doors. Don't go out even if you think you want to, because life is just not there boring you all. It's what you make of it. They say, wash your hands, then put them in the gloves before leaving home. Wash the gloves when you come home, hang them to dry, get your back up here, and then wash your hands after you do that and clean off the utilities like the faucets and things that are in your home following that. I was told spray your feet on the bottom with the disinfectant spray, not only when you come back, but even before you leave. Oh, I got quite a few tidbits that do make sense when you look at the whole picture. And understand, people aren't telling you this to control you. People are telling you this because we'll see who will be the survival of the fittest, who can get through all of this. We had here in Philadelphia 3 public work unit employees of the public utility system. Big, strapping, brawny guys. They happen to work for the maintenance air conditioning system. And within, I believe, less than 3 days, all 3 of those fellas had died. Big, strapping, brawny guys. So that virus has no age, no size restrictions, no ethnic barriers, that it can take you out of here. Keep playing with it here. They have a body bag out there waiting for you, whoever think that they can actually surpass all of this. Well, in addition to that, speaking of the children who have to be babysat, some of them have, to my understanding, have been put in pretty precarious situations. That's a pretty nice way of saying who have been compromised physically because people have not ever expected to have to grab up whoever they can in order to work if that became necessary. And now every child is not a latchkey child. Latchkey child means a child who's been able to stay home, not answer the doors, not, you know, and it's not that they're, you know, not smart. It just means that they're only children. They can't make adult decisions, especially if an adult seems to know how to get around maybe your special security word that you have between you and your child. It may be a code word. It don't work all the time. And considering that, those are the children who may have a range of age, maybe from, big maybe, from 8 maybe to 11 or so. But what about the ones who are younger? And when their parents are gone, you heard the saying, when the cat's away, the mouse will play. Who's to say they won't turn on the stove? Or many other things. Some people take the knobs off of the stove. Sometimes at work. If there was ever a gas leak from another source and they're sort of stuck in there at the home, then what happens then? Considering that, keep in mind, not to insert fear into you, but these are things that people would have never thought in all of their time they would have to consider if anything like this breaks out. So there is no need to experience or to insert a guilt trip on yourself. We do know that some of you even have some compassion sometimes, right? I will say that there were several people and celebrities and everyday people like us who had definitely made whatever donations through a lot of sentimental reasons we had felt in our heart. Well, thank God, even some people had donated the blood after having gotten over the coronavirus, and after they recovered, then they gave the donation of some of their blood to another patient to recover, because it's a process. For those who don't know it, that's a possibility that another person who's already over it will not contract it again and can definitely donate blood in order for the other persons out there to have it inserted in them. And it's a weird process, but it's a possible process, and they can recover. Well, no matter how large, small the communities are, I just say, you know, I definitely, along with some people, salute, but, you know, and out of appreciation to the fellow givers of however they can give. And I can't believe how parents have even gotten their kids to sit down and sew together the mask while they assemble them. And even just people who just felt gratuitous, and they did the same. That's a blessing to know that people still have a heart out here despite all of the lack of concern and the superficial way that this society has been going up to now. And thank goodness, I never doubted that we did still have those people, but they come out even more now. And considering that, there's a saying that goes, the next life you save could be yours. Considering Bernie Sanders dropping out of the race, that obviously leaves former Vice President Joe Biden, or just plain Vice President, he acquired the title, to be the Democratic representative in this race for the 2020 election. I mean, that's considered almost commonly known here in this country. So, and there's many others who keep up with stuff like that. Well, we wouldn't mind knowing how would be handled, that they were going to vote. Some people were suggesting some paper votes. Boy, that would be a heck of a mess. And you have to hire quite a few people in order to do that. But it's not impossible. And they would like to know about how they would go about on, let's just say, between him and the president, Trump, to actually look to weigh the pros and cons on how the race can be judged based on what they can bring to the table or have to offer. So that has yet to be seen. Well, there will not be a necessity for a primary race, since that has been determined about Sanders dropping out and Biden taking that. So as a result, we'll go forward and pay attention to other things that are being said and see who is considered presidential material based on something that is very important, but even more, we're going to deal at hand with what's really ailing this nation as well as others, which is the issue of the virus, which, because we obviously know we should have human life to take precedence over anything that at least should be governing different subject matters, so we can continue to go along and hopefully hit a roadblock, or try not to hit a roadblock, rather, in what we're trying to get over. Thank you. Now, in addition, I would like to say thanks to a pastor named Joe, Pastor, no, excuse me. Well, yes, he had a service this evening, this afternoon, and it was done by a chat line through up there at Mount Vernon Park, no, excuse me, at Vernon Park, at near Broad and, no, excuse me, Cheltenham Avenues and Germantown Avenues in the park. As a result, it's a blessing to run into people who are credible, like Tyrone Reed and James Evans and Dr. The doctor, she had gave a beautiful introduction this afternoon about things involving CDC requirements. And I tell you, it was a definitely welcome situation. And Reverend Joe, we'd like to say God bless you for making sure you get people who understand from the lowest of the lows, like ourselves, in the race of trying to keep things together, and on the level of the good doctor's advice based on her findings as well through the CDC. She recommends that you try to go to the CDC, which have a website. That's the Center for Disease Control, I'm sure, either .com or .org. But keep in mind, there are millions of people out there worldwide who still don't know how to read on a level that they need to, or if they do know how to, they just rather hear it directly from a voice of someone who knows the facts and can relay them, and so they can let it sort of sink into their mind about what they've heard regarding the remarkable things this particular doctor have offered as information. They also may not know how to comprehend these things, and that's why they need the good doctor's information to help break it down in what they call layman's terms and understand that all of us don't comprehend things on a CDC level when it's being translated in written form. Some of us may not have, you know, eyesight. And if that were the case, that's another thing to be concerned about. Some of us may have an issue with just wanting to have somebody else to keep retaining it by drilling it into us about what's going on out here so they can say, I heard it here. So I'm happy to say that that was a necessary open forum in order for everyone to see the importance of having someone else come in and giving good advice. Now, about spring projects. Well, everybody needs something to keep them entertained and enlightened and delighted about what goes on out here. Now, I'm sure my fellow co-host here at Purpose Kingdom Network, along with our CEO and our engineer, they definitely understand that we can always use a picker-upper. We can use it in the form of maintaining the love that God had for us in order for those of us who are remaining, despite all of what's going on, is still in our hearts and not going anywhere, so we can still remain spiritually uplifted. And then there are other things that are entertaining. For example, speaking of projects, spring projects, seasonal, you know, a lot of people, they say, well, I don't know anything about building a garden. I don't even know how to get the dirt that it takes to do it. I have to give credit on television. There was a project that was called Homemade Simple. And they suggested, not only them, but the Food Network channel for the show called The Kitchen, they suggested that you get 10 cans and paint them lovely colors, mostly pastel, but don't have to be, could be decorated. And in the 10 cans, you may have some soil that you have from a bag, from a market or a store of any type, and just put the sod in there and plant little lovely things, little flowers, and try your green thumb and just have a row of them, not cluttered, but you know, nice spaced out row of flowers that will take in the sun inside your windowsill, inside your home, and watch your plants grow. You never know. You may have what they call a green thumb. You can give some of them to people as presents. You can also show children how to enjoy the art of growing something with a green thumb, or at least a green thumb they would like to learn to have. I remember as a kid when there were projects like cutting half of a potato off and first planting it in water to let it root. And when it roots well enough, transferring it into a small container and enjoy the fascinating growth of watching it to either regenerate other potatoes or things like that, or just grow long stems that look like what they call Jack and the Beanstalk stems, which means they climb up to the sky almost, it seemed like. And that can keep a child preoccupied. It can make you feel as though you could accomplish something like that and may even get a greener thumb and grow a few more. Also, if you don't have the ability to have that, or, you know, to grow it on the inside, and you do have a little dirt outside your home or apartment, maybe you can grow a few of them along the wall in a small area where there's already dirt that's halfway healthy at least, and just grow them and then take them out and transplant them into your little vessel that you created from the cans that you either paint or cover with a piece of cloth decoratively. That is more enjoyable than going out and spending mounds of money, which people don't even have yet, because maybe they're working on getting stimulus. But save a few dollars, get yourself some dirt, and make sure you definitely show the children how to use the tools, hopefully very simple tools. Maybe a spoon you set aside, something that is definitely not sharp, because children are not exactly the best at handling things like that. You know, there's an individual who I've met, and I just want to mention that he appeared to be a very sincere person, because I'm quite sure he, as well as the good doctor who I mentioned earlier, had came across a situation which was obviously something they find worth talking about. Dr. Alexander is her name. His name is James, and he also had a very important subject to talk about regarding a book that he wrote, James Webb. The book's name is he is a veteran. Let me fill you in. A veteran from a good while ago, but that's okay. That means more knowledge. It's called The Common and Racial, now this is due to my terrible handwriting, jotting it down, The Common and Racial Divide of America. His concern is about things he's learned over the years and in his travels, during his travels to various countries, including the continent of Africa. He felt very personal about how people have treated people. Here, over in the United States, there was a great big controversy involved with why do they seem to say that exclusively blacks are getting it now at a higher rate than anybody else. So I'm quite sure he found it necessary to bring it up during their discussion earlier. There had been people who had addressed that, and even the good doctor, Dr. Alexander, had said things that made, you know, some sense. They said not only, you know, the some people call them black and brown people, some people say the Latinos and the African Americans, and so on and so on, different names, you know, Afrikaners or whatever they refer to them as these days. And they had, you know, said, she had said that that they are not able to access the health paraphernalia and the other things that address their ability to acquire a decent job so they could afford, you know, good things that will help keep them safe and get all the things like bleach and, you know, and as a result, and et cetera. But considering that, she just pretty much broke it down. He takes it to another level, discussing how he had himself seen things that really discouraged him, but he didn't let it stop him from feeling as though that writing his book was a loss. So I say God bless you, and thank you very much for making sure that you address the matter to add to what's necessary as far as you're concerned, rightfully so. So thank you, Brother James. Anyway, I would like to announce that it is the time for the call of salvation. And with that being said, Brother Rob Hudson, would you please come on to bring on the call of salvation?
Yes, real quickly, I'll go ahead and do the call of salvation, and after that I'll do the announcements, and I'll be returning the show back in your hands. The call of salvation is pretty simple, and it's just pretty much you inviting Christ in your life. One of the ways you can do that is to speak truly from the heart. And, you know, how you do that is you just open your heart to God, and you just want to just express that you are just happy for what he's done for you. You can just pretty much say, "Dear Lord, I admit that I'm a sinner. I have done many things that I'm not pleased with, and I know that I have not pleased you. I have lived my life for myself only. I am sorry, and I ask you to forgive me. I believe that you died on the cross for me to save me. You did what I could not do for myself. I come to you now and ask you to take control of my life. I give it to you. From this day forward, help me to live every day for you and in a way that pleases you. Thank you, Lord, for giving the ultimate sacrifice of putting your only begotten Son on the cross to die for my sins. I thank you so much." And, you know, with that, you can say it in your own words, or you can say it differently. You can say it any way that pleases you. The next step we hope you do is you find a Bible-believing preaching sanctuary that are nurturing the word of Christ. And when I say sanctuary, I do mean church, but we do know that the way to, you know, how we can attend church, there's many different ministries. Purpose Kingdom Network is not the only ministry. You can find a ministry online anywhere. And, you know, we hope you just find out, you know, you find that sanctuary. Right here at Purpose Kingdom Network, we're a church without walls, and we hope that you continue to stay with us. You know, just let us know, you know, how we're doing. And, you know, one of the ways is how you can let us know what we're doing. You can contact us via email, which is at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply send a prayer request or let us know that you turned your life over to Christ. We gladly appreciate that. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. We also invite you to like our Facebook page, where you can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. And don't forget to tell a friend. Not too long ago, we had the Last Seven Words sermon. You can hear that by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom, where you can simply type in the Last Seven Words, and you get a chance to hear that sermon, where we had a lot of our ministers, preachers, pastors, and brothers and sisters on that night, and it's a really good service. We hope you just pass that along to your friends, or listen to, you know, with a family, and, or, you know, just share You can also type in any of our host name or their show name, and you can hear that, their show in its entirety and at your convenience. And we greatly appreciate that. Well, God's will and God's blessing. We hope you join us at the 9 p.m. hour for Life Without Limits, hosted by Pastor Jermon Johnson. And once again, at the 9 p.m. hour, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us for Life Without Limits, hosted by Pastor Jermon Johnson. With that being said, this is going to be the end of our announcements, and this has been a product of the Purpose Kingdom Network. Sister Antonia, the show is going to be back in your hands.
Amen. And amen to the call of salvation. Thank you very much, Brother Rob. Well, with that being said, speaking of what Dr. Alexander has said, I'm quite sure she has also continued to keep up with the fact that there are tests that people are still lacking because of whatever reason. They may have not been distributed to them. And if you are in any other states, let's just say in possession of an excessive amount of tests that don't even appear to have an immediate need, which you can always get the next round of tests to be received by yourself and keep them in addition to what you already have, please, the states that are really struggling, have mercy on us, because I know that some people tend to be state conscious of their own state, which we can understand, but the United States is made up of 50, not 49, not 10 states, and we'd like to keep it like that, because when it comes time for everybody to go back to work, you never know who may be the state that will be willing and capable of going back to work and attempting to do what's right. So don't be selfish, please. Share those tests, and everyone else, continue to keep those tests rolling in, because I'm quite sure you can manufacture them. It's not like other things haven't been manufactured before all of this had occurred with the breakout and things of that nature. With all of that being said also, we'd like to say that considering what some people refer to as the racial divide based on James's book and, you know, but Dr. Alexander had to explain, we're not going to make race an issue. This is an issue regarding race. The biggest race is the human race. And it should be a race to hopefully let go of any selfish thoughts, which I have to admit, I've seen massive amounts of it. And as a result, it's like the Grinch whose hearts have been softened from those who may have thought they had a reason to be negative about something and realize it's not that deep, as the saying goes. Hopefully, that'll mean there will be people who understand why in a crisis like this, some people say it could have been worse. And I hate to even think that, but thank God it has not been worse. But it's not been a good ride for the past couple of months. And we hope to keep it that way, that we can continue to all work together, especially when it becomes necessary. This is not a time for anybody to criticize other people, think about who may or may not. You'd be surprised who may have to be the donor of blood to you. And it'll surprise them, maybe even change their heart. And if it doesn't, then, you know, maybe they still have some lessons to learn. Hopefully it won't be at the point where we had considered a crisis a necessary tool to be a lesson, to teach all of this. Considering that, you know, we just hope that people stop trying to feed into a power play. Stop trying to manipulate who and what gets what in order to be able to survive. Let's just say, for example, when there come to issues out there that we need to really take care of, that we never know what may be on the podium for it to be considered for this race. For example, do people realize that right now as we speak, there was a commercial, televised commercial, about polar bears sitting on melting polar ice caps on dry land, whichever has not been covered up, with the polar caps necessary to continue their breed up in the North Pole. Do they realize that global warming is still a very big issue? I remember Sanders making a motion to that, and he was probably one of the few very strong advocates who paid attention to that. So, you know, when you hear about people trying to advocate for the wilderness, if they don't have people out there robbing the money that's donated, sorry I had to say it, by all means, try to be supportive of what the Mother Earth brings. That's why we call it Earth Day. You know, I heard rumor, and actually over the television at one point, that there are a lot of younger people who had supported Sanders. And, you know, not to just support only them, because we all have things we need to get done at any stage in life. They have done so because, would you believe, student loans is a huge issue that are placed, demands are placed on people in a massive amount of ways. But yet and still, this society wants people to pretty much be contributors, assets, wage or salary earners. But you can't do it if you don't have nothing to survive with. As a result, you get people who do not want to work sometimes. And why should they even try to go to college when they feel as though they can work things out themselves? If you don't go, then, you know, I mean, it's not the end of the world. Well, you could sit there and feed statistics to them all day long, but they know what they have to do to survive. Some of it may be good, some of it may not be good, I don't know. But I tell you one thing, don't try to bite the hand that feeds you. That don't only mean the government or the students. It's supposed to be a give-and-take thing. And if that is one of their platforms, respect the fact that even some of them have a need to be heard sometime, too. That don't mean let them feel as though they should dominate the situation, because dominating will turn around and create chaos, and as a result, nobody will get anything done. Just to put it out there, so I'm not putting out, since Sanders is not running, I'm not putting out anything to advocate for him or his party. And I'm sure the other party, the Republican Party, they can hold their own and state, you know, their position on some matters, hopefully matters that will address all of us. You know, one time there was an issue about judging how people would be issued food stamps, or if they should be issued them all, or under what conditions. Now, all that dancing around that subject, all I have to say is buyer beware, because it may and it may not work out, and this is not a good time to experiment with anything, considering all what's going on. There's an issue of medical care. Well, we all know that dominates the platform, but we don't want to make people feel as though that there are other issues that do not need to be looked at. We look at the fact that some of these parents, they cannot get child care, adequate child care, and when their children are left behind with people they don't even barely know, that's an issue. We look at people who would like to get better jobs, and when they go out there and try to be a person who tries to work towards a goal, there are people out there in the workforce, on the employment rolls, that are over them. Sometimes, I know this is not a fair world, but not only that, but why should you try to stifle a person that tried to get a job and work towards a sincere full goal. You know, all you manipulators, you'll find out it'll come back to bite you. But all of you people who are earnestly trying to do something productive as time goes on, give them an opportunity because they couldn't afford an education. That's not right because you don't know their circumstances. At least they're willing to work. And for the ones who can't, don't feel guilty because we don't know your story. So with that being said, I just wanted to say God bless you, everyone. Be careful out there. Even if they lift the ban, I tell you, I am going to still wear a mask and take precautions. Don't matter how they feel, at least I have sense enough to respect the next person's ability to live just as much as my own. God bless you, and have a good night. Thank you.
Jesus led.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.